Some words from the second reading that we heard this evening. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Thank you very much indeed for inviting me to be with you this afternoon. It's a great privilege to be with the Lord Mayor of Westminster and all the mayors. I won't try and read out the list of all those who are here, partly because no doubt I'd get some of their dignities in the wrong order, and partly probably because I'd forget somebody. On an occasion such as this, I'm reminded of a phrase that's used in some countries around the world, "all protocols being observed." It's the other reason why I won't go on too long is that I don't know what it is you're thinking I might say, but I guess that most of you are thinking, whatever it is I say, I should do it briefly. Not least because the Strictly Come Dancing results show is looming on the horizon. So the thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you to all of you who serve in this way for all that you do. If I may say, in many ways, I believe that we share some of the prejudices and presuppositions, bishops and mayors. It is so easy to complain about how the world misunderstands us. Some years ago, I was a bishop in the Diocese of Salisbury, the Bishop of Sherborne, and as such, I had a company car. The Church of England knows no bounds in its generosity. And this car needed a service, and so my office rang up the VW garage in Poole to book it in for a service, and I went down one spring morning in the car to the garage, wearing my purple shirt and my suit with my silver pectoral cross around my neck, and walked into the garage, and a young lady behind the desk beckoned me to come forward. And I said, "My name is Mr. Thornton, I'd like to book my car in." And she rifled through the card index system, and there was a card, and she said, "Yes, here we are, Mr. Thornton. Your car needs a 48,000-mile service. It needs its back brake light changing, and it needs to go to the body shop." And I said, "Well, I know it needs a 48,000-mile service, and I know it needs its back brake light changing, but I didn't know it needed to go to the body shop." She said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Thornton, it says clearly here on the card, B shop." It is crucial that we ensure we are listening to the views of others. As well as recognising all that you do as mayors today, this weekend is also the celebration of Edward the Confessor. This building stands as a magnificent memorial of what he did. Edward the Confessor. What do you think of when you hear the word confess or confession? Do you think of saying sorry for all those things that you know you've done wrong, making a confession? Or do you rather think of standing up and speaking out into a complex world, making a bold statement that you believe is the right thing to do, making a confession? To be a mayor is to take on a role that recognises and asks you to step away from the entirely personal and has a degree of oversight and distance from the daily stuff that comes at us at 1,000 miles an hour. Of course, it's true that no one can predict what will come across your desk during your time in office. This year, perhaps more than any, has seen tragedies and a range of frightening events here in London, which calls for extraordinary responses and can be the cause of profound damage to our communities, leading to tensions and judgments which are hard to understand and to know how best we might respond. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to take on a role which is so easily and quickly misunderstood and often stereotyped, and certainly has little place to allow you to say what you really want to say. And often you might feel trapped by the views of others, those who insist on instant, simplistic answers to complex issues, those who appear to know, claim to know, and appear to know all the necessary answers, all the necessary complications, and have all the information at their fingertips, and expect the answer to come forth from your wise mouth. Edward the Confessor, whose memory we keep at this time of year, lived a long time ago. That means very many people will have a view about whether he was a good king or a bad king. It also means, of course, that there is no way now of conclusively deciding that question. Everyone has a view, and it would appear all views are correct, or are they? What is clear is that he was a king, and he confessed his faith as a Christian. Whether that meant confessing as in saying sorry all the time, or confessing as in speaking out boldly, we might want to consider. Edward the Confessor was a Christian who enabled this building to be here today. This place stands as a sign and symbol of the importance and paradox of all those involved in public life. As those mayors gathered here today who are so involved, you are clearly called to be a walking sacrament, a sign and symbol of something beyond yourselves. You daily bear witness to the impossibility of pleasing all the people all the time, as you walk that tightrope of ensuring the tradition, independence, and gravity of what your role stands for is represented, at the same time as allowing you yourself to speak in and through the role you represent. Jesus, in our second reading today, is inhabiting his role in a way in which not everyone appreciated or understood. He chose to take the risk of riding on a donkey, and yet his followers hailed him as a king. Their shouts of acclamation were not appreciated by the officials of the establishment. In trying to say something to you in this place, on this feast of the anniversary of the dedication of this building, and remembering Edward, with that passage from St. Luke's Gospel in our minds, and mindful of the horrors and tragedies that have taken place in London during this last year, I am drawn to remind you, or tell you if you haven't heard them already, of some words often used by Pope Francis. Pope Francis, in his writings, seems to come back to two or three key phrases which he repeats over and over again. One of those is this: reality is greater than ideas. Reality is greater than ideas. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do and for being willing to inhabit the complex and burden, the complexity and burden of your role. I believe all public servants might want to say to themselves at least once a day, reality is greater than ideas. And then go on, muddling along, modelling what they feel and believe they are called to do, modelling what they feel and believe they are called to do in their role. To confess as they stand up and speak out. We will never know fully about Edward the Confessor. We will, of course, never really know and be able to conclude what he was like as a person. We can't predict with any certainty what will happen in the coming year. What we can do, brothers and sisters gathered here today in this particular place at this particular weekend, is to be true to ourselves, to model in what we choose to say and choose not to say, in what we choose to do and choose not to do, model what we confess and keep repeating to ourselves, reality is greater than ideas. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," Jesus replied, "if they keep quiet, the very stones will cry out." Amen.